and gentlemen, girls and boys, you're about to take a test that is very important. But before then, I got a few tips for you, so pay close attention to this recording. First thing you should know about taking tests is that it's totally natural to feel stress. Try to relax and do your best and keep your mind on success. Follow these tips, this is big, but don't worry. If you all do it, I'll be back with soda and chips. But listen very closely and don't run your lips. Goes a little something like this. Number one, go with your first mind. 9 out of 10, you'll have it right the first time. Number two is sit up straight. Let the blood flow to your brain, increase intake. Number three, if you do change your mind, it's okay. Remember, take your time. Number four, make your marks heavy and dark. Computer grade C's, they can't read your mind. And if you do need to erase, do it neatly. Make sure you're filling a new circle completely. Number five, I ain't trying to be a hater, but you rubberneckers better keep your eyes on your paper. Number six is on patience. Don't answer a question until you've done elimination. Sort of like a test within a test. One of those answers is totally incorrect. Number seven, stay relaxed and take reps. That'll help you deal with the anxiety and stress. Number eight, if you don't know, skip it. 9, ask for clarity if you don't get it. Number 10, when it's over, I know you wanna check. But when you're done, check and double check. And the bonus is lobby, probably. Wait to go to the potty. Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, you're about to take a test that is very important. But before then, I got a few tips for you, so pay close attention to this recording. This recording will self-destruct. Good luck, I'll see y'all later. Peace. Mr. Jarbo.
Ah, hey, what's
Have
up?
Have a seat. No. Don't sit down. I'm standing. Okay. So I got your students' test scores back today.
Yeah. Oh,
and I'm very excited to share that result with you.
All right.
I have good news and bad news. What do you want first? Doesn't matter. Okay, good news. All of your students have passed.
Yes! Yes!
Yes, yes. We're jumping for joy in here. However, due to the fact that most of these students failed the pre-exam, I don't trust it. So we'll be launching a full-scale investigation into your classroom. What? And in the meantime, more good news.
What? Yeah.
You get unpaid vacation. Have a nice day, Mr. Jarvis.